from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are, I'm Batman.
Sometimes we list off the guests of a show and we say, you know, that's pretty good. And this is one of those days where we had a fine lineup of those joining us. TJ Edwards in his first post-Bears game appearance was terrific. Ian Happ, as always. Tim Jenkins breaking down Caleb Williams. And a very proud, happy, and excited Sean Frazier, the AD at Northern Illinois. We thank Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, all the peeps for doing what they do. It is time for Score Afternoons. That means it is time for Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron. Hello, gentlemen.
What up,
hello,
men? I didn't hear Tim Jenkins. Didn't get a chance to hear him today. You say he brought up the Kurt Warner interview from yesterday, because the Kurt interview has been rolling around my head.
How so? He brought it up, and I think that he respectfully disagreed with Kurt Warner. And
in terms of the pure progression stuff?
Mm-hmm. So he kind of walked us through that. And
he didn't call Kurt a hack?
No.
Okay.
No.
What's that guy know about football?
Yeah, what does he know about playing the position, guy? So yeah, there was some of that. He's always great. You know,
what did he disagree about, if you can summarize?
Well, it sounds like he doesn't believe that there's always a one-size-fits-all generally, and that Caleb can be trusted to do some of the things pre-snap and post-snap because of his polish. And he also said pure progression is based technically on 1 through 5. And he said the NFL, you never get to 5.
Right.
He said you just don't. And it gives a guy a lot. So I know he's always been consistent in talking about tailoring what you do. I don't know that he's a big fan of Shane Waldron.
Who? Jenkins?
Tim. Yeah. And this
didn't sound like Kurt is either. To be clear, though, Kurt's thing was not about 4 and 5. It was about bothering to give a quarterback, and it's not a Caleb, just in general. I guess this is his thing. He's done other deep dives on this. Like, instead of giving a quarterback 1, 2, and 3 to have to look across a field, give them 2 on the same side and have them just look at the defender. So that's 1 versus 3, and it's 1 spot versus 3. And I thought, found it compelling that what CJ Stroud learned on is that, as opposed to 1, 2, 3 going across.
So that was the end of the segment, is I asked, how has CJ Stroud been able to kind of bypass the problems that rookies seemingly have with stuff like that? And Tim went into I think that you guys, if you want, you should kind of do a little side by side with it, because I think it's really great content. And I do like that with Tim, he's kind of saying, like, look, it's not, like Dan said, it's not one size fits all.
Right.
You've got to figure out what your quarterback is most comfortable with and how they're going to do it. But I felt like Kurtz, his breakdowns of the quarterbacks has been really altruistic. I think that he looks at each one of these guys and goes, man, you know, they can learn.
Mm-hmm.
Like that he's trying to figure out how can – it's almost like the way that Allen Iverson has kind of become uncle in the NBA, that Kurt Warner is kind of like
– he knows it's hard.
Him more maybe than anybody of what it's like to get all the way up to that level and then be able to succeed. So I think that he takes a – I love his – the way that he approaches trying to look at these young quarterbacks where it's not condemnation. It's trying to figure out what's the most effective way that you can help these young guys get to the next thing that they need to know.
Yeah, because it's unbelievable how big the business is in teaching these guys and how bad sometimes the process still is.
It's
a whole cottage industry, and it's obviously an incredibly difficult position to play against high-level competition. And it's got to be the first Kurt Warner, Allen Iverson comp in the history of broadcast media. So effective.
Well, they
work
dress
there
the same too.
By Lawrence Holmes. I mean, it's almost difficult to tell them apart sometimes.
I
remember when Kurt Warner was on the cover of Slam with all those tats.
Right.
And the bling. And the NBA. Like chains on top of chains. Just inked up.
Didn't Kurt throw some chairs at a fight in the high school?
There was something like that. And then
in a bowling alley?
He kept talking about practice. You know, the two guys are very similar.
And Iverson bagged groceries.
Right. I mean, it did look a little awful when Kirk had the cornrows. It didn't work on him as well as it does on some others. But you try things.
Here's where I am in trying to assess the development curve for Caleb after we now have a data point of a game. We saw it. And he didn't turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
Which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really put it in danger, except when he dropped a shotgun snap. But we start to wonder now, as you're trying to win games, do you pare down the playbook? And I'm not saying game manager.
The classic simplification to dumb it down, cut the field in half. We've been there before.
But that is when you say cut the field in half, and you're talking about layered reads where you're putting a defender at a level in conflict. That also is the boot and waggle action that gets him in comfortable places.
Problem is they tried to do some of that, and the Titans were sitting on it and made him stay right there in the pocket.
And I don't
expect that Houston won't do the same thing.
And it sells him short. And it sells him short. Because I also think that this is a special guy.
Yeah, no, you know what?
There's multiple levels to that, though. Because it's one thing to just count on Caleb to improvise and create and move the pocket. It's another thing to actually call him into movement, which we have seen. I've seen enough, I think, evidence of Shane Waldron to believe he's going to do that. So if you have a blocker who's there with you, if you pull a guard, if you have a fullback out there, a tight end sealing
the edge.
He had one
in Blazin' game, missed the block.
Yeah, so I mean, you can have someone out there to help protect the edge and get Caleb on the move because he has been, you know, throughout his amateur history and the brief NFL preseason, he's been effective on the move. So you don't just turn Caleb into a pocket quarterback because teams say we want to keep him in the pocket. It's not that simple to keep Caleb in the pocket. You can still scheme move into the pocket. It will enhance Caleb's ability to make plays in game. It'll enhance the way the offensive line can protect him because you're not just saying, let's drop back and protect this stationary target over and over again. So I'd be shocked if that's not a part of the Bears offense moving forward. It has to be for multiple reasons.
Well, that's one of the things that we got to get into a lot. Is Shane Waldron and what his adjustments are going to be. Cole Kmet having the number of snaps that he did at the expense of Gerald Everett, or I guess the other way around. Mercedes Lewis with only 9 snaps. Like, what are we going to actually try to do here if we are going to be a team that runs the ball with good effect and protects a young quarterback enough? Because
did they show they wanted to be a team that runs the ball?
No.
No, they didn't.
Don't you think it's time to?
Would have been nice the other day. Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of us thought it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us thought it was coming. A lot of people predicting big things for DeAndre Swift. But they didn't lean that way. So I'm confused by what we saw from Shane Waldron.
Well, I mean, look, this is one of those things that the coaches do often, though, and it actually makes sense. Well, we thought we were going to run the ball, and it didn't work. Then we got down by 17 points, and then we felt like, right. You know, like
that. I mean, that's a valid
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Point to make. I was talking about it a little bit on Post Post the other night. I was bothered by how there was so much run action without actual run plays. I think there was probably more run action in the game than there was actual run plays that were run where they turned around and handed it off. So you're doing a lot of ball fakes, you're doing a lot of run action, doing a lot of movement where you're faking this way, hey, we're going to go stretch zone. But if the defense hasn't been forced to react to the run, it's not nearly as impactful. But they didn't sustain drives. So they ran 53 plays of offense in the game. So there's a reason Cole Kmet didn't have as many snaps. There's a reason DeAndre Swift didn't get to carry the ball as much. When you go backwards on first down, you're a lot more likely to feel like you need to throw it on second down. So there's explainable reasons one game in why there wasn't more run game involved in the Bears offense.
I also think we get to that weird conundrum that offensive coordinators have. On the one hand, they get impatient and they score right now, run the play that scores, run the play that my pet play that I've been waiting. And on the other hand, they're fearful of stuff they can't block. And when they're in their meetings...
looked like there was a lot of stuff they couldn't block on Sunday.
See, you know what I mean? Those are the questions. Like, it sounds awesome. Can we block it?
Yeah, on the grease board, everything is designed to score.
Can we block it? Yep. And I hate to do this again, but when we heard what Nick Foles was saying on the sidelines, like, this guy can call whatever he wants. We can't block any of this stuff. And you get to somebody who has this idea in their head of how it's supposed to look. If you can't block it, you can't run it.
Can you go into... this game against Houston with the game plan of we want to try and survive it. So maybe there is a little bit more max protect stuff for Caleb and then hope that our defense and special teams, even though Houston's special teams are really, really good, that you want to stay in the game long enough that a bounce your way. And is that wrong? Is that a wrong thing? Because my feeling on Sunday was, and while the game was going on, I was saying, look, if they win with defense and special teams, I'm okay with that, mainly because the way that I look at Caleb Williams is perhaps different than other people do.
And that intrigues me because I was wondering about that reaction a lot. They won the game, but the quarterback didn't look special. And how do we feel about that? Because that's been the question with the last two guys here. It's like, all right, what's this timeline? Does he need to look special? That's more important than wins and losses.
You go back to the empathy of Kurt Warner. It's hard.
Yes.
Even for somebody that skilled, it is hard. And look, consider me included in everyone who has gotten head out way over skis on the possibility and maybe he can do what C.J. Stroud did and be that good from the get-go and throw it that much. They had some desperation to try and be good and figure it out. This is a much better roster this year than what the Texans were at the beginning of last year. You are set up. They built him a nest. Go ahead and make it easier for him. That's what it's supposed to be. You kind of lucked into that because you got the punt return touchdown and the pick six. You're not going to have a pick six and a special teams touchdown every week, but run the damn ball, play your defense, scheme the hell out of stuff, and make it simpler for your rookie quarterback. Of course you should.
And that's where D'Amico Ryans didn't get enough credit for how his quarterback performed last season. Because the way that they went about taking some of these pseudo-collegiate principles that C.J. Stroud was comfortable with in his Ohio State offense.
Actual collegiate principles.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of melding together now, but yes. And the way they utilized that within the Texans offense, that he could just run stuff he knew, run stuff that was muscle memory to him, and execute it at a really high level because he is uber talented as a passer, and he does have this calm demeanor where, yeah, you can bust him in the chops a few times and he'll come back slinging it over and over again. All those things equated to you still got uneven performances. CJ Stroud wasn't special every week, especially early last year, but the compilation of the entire rookie season he put together was historic. But Bryce Young outplayed C.J. Stroud when they faced each other during the season last year. There were still several games where he looked like a legit rookie quarterback, so we're going to see that at times from Caleb. You just hope the Bears can put him in a position where that ascension that everyone hopes for, a lot of people expect, will take place in short order because this team is expected to win now.
Right. That's the part that I find fascinating is that I think the two things got connected and conflated, that because Caleb is here, the Bears are going to be a playoff team. Instead of, is it possible that the Bears may have to do it in a way that's very familiar to Bears fans for a little while?
Yeah,
like
just
for
early.
A little while.
Early and, while and, he figures it out.
Until he gets comfortable, and then you go, man, all right, look, now you're ready to take off. And I said it to Dan yesterday that I felt like the energy at Soldier Field felt like people were waiting for coronation. Like that's what
standing ovation when Caleb steps onto the field.
Well, that's
for the
why
first
I
time.
Asked TJ Edwards what I did about the awareness. They know when they take the field. They know what that electricity is.
Oh, this who you here for?
That,
okay,
hey, all right. And it just looked a little different for a while.
And how many times, like, I need to reference what Brady did his first couple of years in New England when Antoine Smith and that defense.
The first handful of years.
And a head coach.
The first two championships
first
for
three.
Sure.
Until he learned how to play.
At least two, probably three.
Learned how to play the position.
Yeah, but Brady also didn't have the gifts that this guy has.
That's fair. That is more than fair.
Neither
did Kurt Warner. And that's a part of the dichotomy. Like we were talking about it last time I was with you. Joe Burrow has one impression of how you handle a rookie quarterback. Joe Burrow's opinion is do like I did. Put him in there day one, throw everything at him, and let him figure it out on the job. Tom Brady, very different sensibilities, not just because of their age, but because of their requisite talent level.
He's 27 years old.
Yes, Kurt was bouncing in and out of the league, Green Bay and elsewhere in the Arena Football League, too. But then eventually in his late 20s became a great quarterback. Back when he was blessed with the opportunity because
of
injury.
Speaking of the Patriots and speaking of Joe Burrow, he sucked the other day.
Yeah.
He totally sucked.
Well, there
almost
was
everybody sucked.
There was a fumble touchdown. There's a ball that he threw that was headed towards the goal line, and the guy just fumbled.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have looked a lot better, and maybe they would have won the game. But yes, Joe Burrow. Dan and I were discussing this too about like why the quarterbacks were bad this week. I think you had a bunch of guys, Joe Burrow included, that walked out there still injured and playing quarterback. I think you saw it with Kirk Cousins. Like, that is just – I think you saw it last night. I think that there are a bunch of guys who are like, I'm good enough to play, but I'm not quite
They're
myself.
Not going to let him hit me anyway. Let me just go out here with no legs and see what can happen.
I'm still very confident in Caleb learning what he needs to learn and
as
becoming
be.
Very good at this position. They have other things to fix. Serious problems, including one that they didn't fix, that they still need to fix, which doesn't look like it's going to get fixed. We're going to talk about all of it. Anthony Aaron is here today.
It is
Score Afternoons with me, Speaks.
It
and Amanda Heron, we got a lot to get into. Our version of NIU Check-In is with the great Barry Rosner, who was there in person, had a delightful time, had a great experience.
I forgot all about that Barry was
there. Yeah, man. Barry was there, and he also, I love what he pointed out, how classy the Notre Dame fans were in understanding what it meant to NIU.
And wait till you hear the comp he's going to make on that. So Barry, in terms of a fan experience, Barry's going to join us around 2:30. Nico Horner, as we check in with our Cub on a Tuesday. Nico out west after a lovely homecoming night for both Bellinger and Michael Bush, and then let's see if I get the name right. Danny Parkins will check in later. Cool. See how he's processing Caleb being bad.
After web
see.
So this is where it's coming from now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I get it now. Uh-huh. I get it. You've got him. Now he's Kyle Orton, just so you can troll Parkins.
He's going to troll Danny.
Okay.
And I want to hear about who he misses the most and why it is Chris
Caleb
Tannehill.
Caleb is our quarterback.
So, yeah, we'll talk to that guy a little bit later on. They are Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score. We are out of here. Tanny's Open kicks us off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.